USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
President Biden addressing what he calls the skyrocketing rise in crimes against Asian Americans. Biden in Atlanta yesterday to meet with Asian Americans after the mass shooting that killed 8 people, 6 of them Asian women this week. He says we need to speak up to stop hate.
That hate and violence often hide in plain sight. It's often met with silence. That's been true throughout our history. But that has to change, because our silence is complicity.
Biden calling on Congress to pass the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act. Biden also in Atlanta to mark a COVID milestone, 100 million vaccine doses administered since taking office in January. Biden Friday thanking the CDC.
You're saving lives, but you're changing the psyche of the country.
Meanwhile, another world leader tests positive for COVID. Pakistan's 68-year-old Prime Minister Imran Khan said to be isolating at home with a mild fever. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it too. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
New COVID vaccines coming into the mix soon. Here's Wendy King.
The Biden administration said it plans to send a combined 4 million doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine to Mexico and Canada as the shot is being considered for approval in the U.S. House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters during a press briefing that they're in the process of finalizing the loan of 2.5 million doses of the vaccine to Mexico and 1.5 million to Canada. The FDA has approved use of 3 vaccines with others, including the AstraZeneca vaccine, currently under consideration for emergency authorization. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
With President Biden in Atlanta, State Department officials in Alaska meeting with Chinese officials, China accusing the U.S. of encouraging attacks on China while the U.S. accuses China of grandstanding. Both sides accuse the other of violating human rights, with China saying black Americans are getting slaughtered. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
What the White House calls a challenge, critics call a crisis. The number of migrants caught trying to cross into the U.S. from Mexico illegally last month, about 100,000, the highest in almost 2 years. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan telling Fox News Friday why he thinks this is a crisis.
You got gang members crossing the border. You got people crossing the borders whose names appear on the terrorist watch list. You got COVID-positive people crossing the border.
Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Murphy visiting the border Friday. He tweets he had to fight back tears watching a 13-year-old girl sobbing uncontrollably after being separated from her grandmother. He says that memory will be with him forever. A White House official saying this week they'll be more aggressive about telling Central and South Americans not to come to the U.S. illegally. First round action continues today in the NCAA men's basketball tournament with a recap of a wild day one. Here's Dan Naraki.
It was an eventful first day of the NCAA tournament. Oral Roberts became just the ninth 15 seed in tournament history to knock off a 2 seed as they beat Ohio State 75-72 in overtime. It was also the Golden Eagles' first tournament win since 1974. The Mean Green of North Texas knocked off 4-seeded Purdue 78-69, making 2021 the third straight tournament to see a 13-seed beat a 4. 12-seeded Oregon State took out 5th-seeded Tennessee 70-56, 10-seeded Rutgers got by 7-seeded Clemson 60-56, and 11-seeded Syracuse ran away from 6th-seeded San Diego State 78-62. Top seeds Baylor and Illinois also easily advanced. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.